This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brother Rudy, how are you?
Brother Johnny, good morning. I am blessed beyond words.
Indeed.
Really.
Indeed. How about this? I honestly was so worried that this wasn't going to happen, this show that's come about now. July 5th, you'll be there. The last one, back to the beginning.
Yeah. I got a text back in November from Tom Morello, and I was blown away. I know exactly where I was when I read the text, because it just kind of, it seemed like one of those moments in time where everything stops and it's like, wow, I can't believe this, you know, for so many reasons. You know, first of all, for, you know, Sharon and Ozzy reaching out to me to see if I wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And then the other one is, like you mentioned, the defining moment that this will be the last time the Black Sabbath will be performing. But then again, you know, there's so many artists and bands that are just kind of like fading away into,
right.
You know, I truly believe they're doing the right thing. They're going out with a bang,
right,
with the biggest party that you could ever throw for so many reasons, just, you know, for the fans. And also so we that we've been fans of their music, and in my case, I've been blessed to play Black Sabbath music with Ozzy. We recorded Speak of the Devil.
Right.
And with Dio. I was in Dio, and I got to play so many, you know, Sabbath songs. So I am, you know, I'm a fan. I play the music. It's part of my career, you know.
Sure.
And I just want to be there and say thank you. And especially Ozzy and Sharon. I mean, if it wasn't for them giving me my first break, I don't think we'd be having this conversation or any of our conversations that we've had in the past.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm doing it from being grateful and being given the opportunity to be grateful, you know.
Well, so many people, it's hard to explain, because I want to illustrate it to everyone. When Sabbath imploded and Ozzy left, It was a different world. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have streaming. We had some magazines. And so your information was so limited that you tended to hyper-focus on it. So when Ozzy got together, when he met Randy Rhoads, and we start seeing these pictures of this live band, you, and we're just, and Tommy Aldridge, and I'm watching this, and I remember being a kid being like, what's happening now? Like, what am I seeing? What's this polka-dotted guitar? Who's this guy with the bass who's playing it upside down? And it became... it was a moment in time. Like, it really was a huge moment in time. When you first started to go out in those stages, what was it like? Like, when the crowd reaction, when you first, it all caught fire with it live.
Yeah, I'll never forget the first show I ever did was, I have it written down because, it's part, I had the itinerary as part of the book, Off the Rails. And I'll never forget because I was so far behind from everybody else. See, I went from sleeping on the floor, playing in clubs in L.A., sleeping on Kevin Dubrow's floor,
right?
In his spare bedroom, playing with him in the band Dubrow, to that the day that I got the audition, thanks to Randy. If it wasn't for Randy, forget about it. I had no resume. My resume was that I used to play with Randy in Quiet Riot. That was it. And they trusted Randy, Austin and Sharon. So I show up. Oh, and before that, Randy comes over and teaches me two songs, I Don't Know and Crazy Train. Songs that, nowadays, a fetus can play that song. Kids keep getting younger and younger and YouTube being able to play Crazy Train,
Right.
But back then, it was not on the radio.
Right.
It was like, what is this song? I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. So Randy came over and taught me, bass parts and say, okay, play this and play that. And we're on Kevin's record player, going back and forth playing it for about, 20 minutes. And then he takes me over to the audition. I have to retain all that information, play it a couple of times with Tommy Aldridge before Ozzy and Sharon get there. And then Ozzy and Sharon show up and say, okay, boys, let me hear what you got. And we played the song once. Ozzy and Sharon are watching. And then Ozzy gets up on stage and we do it again, the two songs. He starts singing with us. And then he turns to me and says, hey, man, do you want the gig? And I said, yeah, of course. Okay, we're done. So, we left the rehearsal. There were a lineup of bass players waiting to audition. And Sharon turns to them and says, well, we found the bass player. Thank you so much for showing up. Immediately we leave the rehearsal place and go to Sharon's home, her family home.
Yep.
Up in the Hollywood Hills. And, and Randy, he gives me the warning and says, hey, listen, they don't know you. They really don't. And they're going by my word about you. So, they're going to check you out. They're going to see if, because they want to make sure that you're not going to be a bad influence on Ozzy.
Right.
So they're going to offer you things and just don't take it. Don't say no. Just say no to it. And I said, of course, I'm not going to,
Right.
start getting wild here.
Yeah, well, that's it. Because you've never done drugs. That's never been your thing. You don't even drink alcohol.
Yeah, I've never gone really over the edge.
Yeah.
But, I, at a point, once you join this level of, of the music industry, you have to gain their trust that you're one of them. So you got to at least party a little bit.
Right. Right.
You cannot just, turn into a monk.
Right.
Because
right.
You're gonna say, who's this guy?
And
why, we can't party around him. He's not one of us,
Well, that was always the thing, because Sharon was trying to keep Ozzy sober. So there was that huge struggle. You read about this all the time. Like Ozzy would proverbial
absolutely.
Off the rails. Yeah. And so it's just crazy to me, Rudy, that this is happening right now. Like, because it seems surreal because I don't want it to be the last show, but I do want to see the last show and I want it to happen because it's important that it happens. But it just must have been a blink of an eye that you were walking out on that stage with you're standing next to Randy, Ozzy. Nobody knows if it can really happen after Sabbath. Is Ozzy done? Will it ever work again? The sound is nothing like Sabbath. I mean, nothing like Sabbath. And suddenly, will it work? Will people accept it? And instantly you had to have known it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unforgettable feeling. But, one thing that I also wanted to mention that happened that day that I got the audition, I hung out with Ozzy and Randy. And then Randy said, listen, this is getting late for me. I got to go home. So I was just left up there at this house. I didn't have a car. If I had a car, I would have been sleeping in my car
right.
rather than sleeping on Kevin DeBrow's floor, you know. And so I asked Ozzy, so can you take me back, you know, to where I'm living? And he goes, oh, man, I can't drive. So, you know, we go outside. Yeah. We go outside of this beautiful mansion, and he has, like, bungalows. And he goes, yeah, you can sleep there. And I say, okay. So I just open up the bungalow, go in, and it's the first time that I had slept on a bed for months. And I did not take my clothes off. I just lay there in bed. And I finally fell asleep. And then in the morning, I'm awakened by Sharon knocking on my door and say, Rudy, come on, join us for breakfast. So I wash my face and go over, and I sit at the table with the whole family and Ozzy. And I moved in with them.
That's crazy.
That day, I mean, they were so generous and so kind to me. I went from like sitting on the floor to living with them. Not only at their home, but on the road. We had one tour bus. That was it. We were all in one tour bus, including Sharon. Sharon always traveled with us, you know. And it was the family that I needed at that time.
It is such a credible story. It can never happen again. And every time we have this discussion, every time I've read your book, every time I'm still stunned by the idea that it goes from, like you said, sleeping on a floor with no car, no money, nothing solid to be worked on, to being one of the biggest rock stars in the world. You talk about getting shot out of a cannon, and one of the most, Ozzy was getting vilified. Like, the news loved him, right? That was part of the 80s satanic panic, that Ozzy was this terrible, evil, satanic thing. And, of course, he was smart enough to lean into it a little bit because it got headlines. Sharon knew. But, you know, all of a sudden you're part of this much crazier world. Like, when you pull into a town, you don't know, it's going to be a combination, right, of adoring fans, sold-out shows, groupies, but also Bible grippers who are for sure that you guys are leading all the kids Pied Piper style to the devil.
It's, yeah. It was insane, but you know, to be honest with you, it was the complete opposite. You know, there was a lot of love and fun. We had fun. I mean, there was nothing evil about that.
Of course, man. No, Ozzy's about as evil as breakfast cereal. And, you know, of course. And you're one of the most faith-based, decent, like, God-fearing, God-loving human beings I've ever known, Rudy. Like, so, but it is funny, man, that the way people, the perception was and what we became. Because then we got to know Ozzy over the years. Just huge hit after hit after hit. Loved in the metal world. But then I was so against the idea of a reality show because, you know, there were times when it was a flattering look for Oz. But people then met him as a human being, as a father, as a husband, as a musician, as a guy who didn't get everything right. And I think the world fell in love with him.
Yeah, you know what? And he represented all of us because it gave a glimpse to our reality, not just Ozzy's, but the whole genre's reality. That, yeah, you know, we go on the road, but we have to leave our family behind. And, you know, there's a lot of sacrifices that go along with it.
Yeah, no, it is such an interesting idea, and just we only have this much time. I know you got to go, Rudy, but I want to continue this talk because the road to the last show, Back to the Beginning in Birmingham, July 5th, which will be a sold out 90,000 people at least, and just that journey and it coming full circle of you standing back on stage with your old friend Ozzy and where it all began, from the floor to being allowed to sleep in the guest room, to being one of the most legendary rock stars in the world. It is such an incredible story, Rudy. And it never fails to, it just amazes me every time we talk about it.
Yeah, you know, and all I really want to do for the rest of my life is say thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do things out of gratitude.
Isn't that the only way we can really feel happiness, that we really, truly can feel content inside is to have that gratitude for everybody who put their hand on your back every moment you were given. And of course, it took a million hours of hard work on your part, but that gratitude, man, and that thankfulness is what gives you some level of happiness in your heart.
Oh, yeah, a total fulfillment.
Yeah.
You know, be grateful, grateful to God, and I'm a Christian, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, my family that supported me and the fans, and just be able to do this.
No, it's beautiful. Hey, Rudy, they're giving me the rap because I know you got a bunch of interviews today. But, man, before July, let's talk again because I want to really dig into the story a little bit because you tell it so well. You remember it beautifully. And this journey was a long and interesting one. There'll never be another one like it, Rudy.
Absolutely. Right. And thank you so much, Johnny. Thank you for having me on the show. Always. Always a blessing to be talking to you. With you.
Dude, I feel the same, Rudy. I love you so much.
Love you too, Johnny.
And we'll talk again before July 5th. You stay right there, the great Rudy Sarzo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.